This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, everything has come clearly into view. We have a crystal clear image of exactly what the globalists are up to. And yes, it's overwhelming at many levels and quite frightening, but we have a chance to stop it if we take action now. And we've not been caught flat-footed by the world government. If you're a radio listener, well, you're not having to look at me right now, but I am wearing the Bill Gates uniform that now Mark Zuckerberg wears. It is a pink cashmere sweater with a white collared shirt to look like Mr. Rogers or to look non-threatening. I've said it many times that if Hitler wore a pink uniform, he would have won the war because he would have looked non-threatening. This is all done by image consultants, and now you can notice that, Bill Gates is a front for the globalists, so is Mark Zuckerberg. Now the two even appear on stage together wearing the pink uniform. And I think a week and a half ago when they had that record online stream at London Real with David Icke, over 1,300,000 viewers outside of the YouTube, Twitter, Facebook combine, David Icke wore the Bill Gates uniform, I think, to throw it back in their face. Maybe it was just a coincidence, but he's joining us in the third hour today, maybe a little bit in the fourth hour, then Gerald Celente takes over. Paul Joseph Watson joins us with big developments from the UK coming up at the bottom of the hour. Okay, that said, you noticed these stacks of articles and documents and things here in front of me, maybe with an overhead panning shot. This is not a prop. I have read over and looked at all of these. This is enough to do 20 hours straight, not ever going back over one piece of information again, but I'm going to do my best to condense all of this down today, but the quickening is certainly here in many, many ways. Out of everything we have to cover, the most important is the big picture. COVID-19 is a hysteria. It is designed to usher in total surveillance, total control, medical tyranny, forced inoculation, and the tracking systems to make sure you've submitted to inoculation that is going to be used as the basis of a global social credit score and the cashless society with all the nightmare authoritarian ramifications. Because, of course, many say, well, what do I have to hide? Many people will say, I'm going to go along with the system. But when you go along with the system and it's predatory, that doesn't get you ahead. If you were a sheep and there was a slaughter going on and you were conscious and knew that there was a slaughter, complying with going into the slaughterhouse is not brave. It's not altruistic. It's not stunning. It's not cool. It's stupid. And so that's exactly what's going on here. Now, the big takeaway, well, everybody's obsessed with General Flynn being exonerated and obsessed with, oh, a couple people might have coronavirus in the White House. Oh, it's so scary. Oh, and the coronavirus is making a comeback. Funny, it never reached one-tenth of what they said it would, one-twentieth. But now they add all death statistics into the column. They can, oh, look, it came back, 100 dead. Oh, 1,000 dead. It came back. Almost everyone has had 2-3 surgeries, heart failure, cancer, over 80 years old. But none of those facts, none of those realities matter because it's so fun to get into the hysteria. While the real fact is the third world is completely in cardiac arrest financially, going into total starvation, and we are going into collapse here as well. And so just like I told you 13 weeks ago, back in mid-January, that this COVID thing was the big globalist move to lock down society and get ready. And it took 5-6 weeks to see that happen. I'm telling you, a lot of folks are like, hey, a lot of folks are waking up to the COVID hysteria. Hey, This thing might dissipate. Oh, no. They have already triggered the global depression, and unless they get the blame for it, the globalists, they're going to continue to press the global depression while posing as saviors, giving us all the reasons we need to take forced inoculations and national ID cards to be able to go outside again. It's called being held hostage.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh my gosh, we're told that Tim Downing Street had to quarantine people in the last few months and have lockdown. And we're also told that up to 8 Secret Service agents have tested positive for COVID, and the president is refusing to quarantine, and so is the vice president. What incredible traitors. Meanwhile, flights still bringing 15,000 people a day into the UK without virus testing, including travelers from China, Italy, and the U.S. Oh, but you've got to stay in your home. And they've got a national poll out showing that 9 out of 10 in the UK want lockdown to carry on because they are such incredible heroes saving lives. Stay home, wear a mask, don't go outside, and save lives. It's like you're in World War II. Said Tom Hanks in a video yesterday. You are the heroes. Incredibly devastating. And as I've always said, if Hitler wore a pink uniform, he would have won World War II because people would have bowed down and said, somebody wearing pink is nothing but good. That's why Bill and Melinda Gates always wear pink in public. It's why Mark Zuckerberg's gotten rid of his characteristic gray or black T-shirt and he now wears pink sweaters under his mentor, Bill Gates. And see, I'm wearing a pink sweater if you're a TV viewer. I'm wearing the Bill Gates uniform. So it doesn't matter I get up on TV and say I want to reduce the world population. Doesn't matter if I say I want death panels. Doesn't matter if I say I want more childhood death. Doesn't matter if I run Planned Parenthood. Doesn't matter if I've been caught sterilizing people all over the world. He's wearing a pink shirt. And after all, we know anyone wearing a pink shirt's got to be good. Warren Buffett more and more wears pink shirts and almost always poses with an ice cream cone. Look, ice cream cone. And it's like, oh, ice cream. He's like a little boy. He's like a little child. He doesn't launder hundreds of billions in drug money. Got caught doing it in 2010. No, Warren Buffett wears pink, and he has an ice cream cone. David Icke is going to be joining us in the third hour. He got massively censored and banned off the internet for questioning COVID-19 and pointing out that they're putting deaths from a bunch of other diseases in the same column in Europe, the U.S., in Canada, in Australia. It's all globally run by the standards of the WHO. And when San Antonio passed a law last Thursday saying you'll be arrested if you say Chinese virus, they said because the WHO says it doesn't come from China. And I guess the WHO could say the moon is made of cheese. So David Icke had his little nod to Bill Gates with his little pink shirt. Well, now I am wearing the pink shirt. Just to all show that he can be trusted. Look, I'm wearing pink. But let's get serious. If you go back to the middle of January, and we saw the buildings being locked down, people being welded into their homes, the drones, women being shot at checkpoints, and I came on air and I said, folks, the UN's running this. They're going to hype this here domestically. When Trump doesn't respond and tries to say it's a hoax, they're going to blame him and say every death is his fault. So Trump has to at least come out and take control of it, or the NIH will be in complete control. The states and counties and blue cities will be in control. They'll create the precedent for total complete lockdown outside of the federal government's control. So Trump's got to jump in, take control of it to ride the tiger, and then at a proper time, come out and expose the fake numbers and try to turn the economy back on. Because the public wanted to buy into the hoax. They saw the science fiction dystopic images out of China, all choreographed. And now we know exactly what happened. We'll be breaking it all down today. But what's the real agenda behind COVID-19? Global cashless society, surveilling everything you do, tied to the fact that you have been inoculated with a digital ink tattoo that Bill and Melinda Gates have patented under the skin. Now, they've officially put out those patents, but the media will look at another patent they have for a bracelet, a watch, or a chip to track you in live time using wireless. Patent 2020-060606, and they'll go, oh, that's not a chip necessarily, it's fake news. Even though they have the other MIT push patent with Bill and Melinda Gates saying it's under the skin. Well, that all got put to bed yesterday. Benjamin Netanyahu came out and said he has Shin Bet, the internal Israeli security force, looking at making every child in Israel take an implantable chip for COVID-19, of course, to make sure you stay separated. That, by the way, is the Jerusalem Post. Benjamin Netanyahu suggests microchipping kids, slammed by experts. Hell, Elon Musk says put them in your brain. So that's where we are. Any excuse for COVID-19, and now you're locked down, you're a hero for not leaving your house in the UK, but 15,000 people a day flying in totally untested. It's all complete theater, training you that you are obsolete and that you are not essential for the robot takeover, the end of the carbon-based life form, the rise of the silicon life form, as all the top globalists say they believe is about to happen. But the big news when we come back, it's much worse than you're being told. Very powerful article on Infowars.com laying all of what's really going on out with the economy. U.S. risking a second wave and depression. Mark Zandi says, that's right. The wave was tiny compared to what they said it would be. But now because they count all deaths as COVID-19, they're going to hype it up again at the end of the summer and say the lockdown can never stop or all of you not locking down are murderers. And then the hospitals will all have the testing kits now that test positive if you've ever had the flu or the coronavirus in the last decade. Coronavirus, most common cold virus there is. And so there'll be even more hysteria and more finger pointing and more mask wearing, ensuring a long, dark depression they believe will remove President Trump, bankrupt the Western world, and put us fully under servitude like the third world. And that's why Bill Gates gets so excited when he was on with Fareed Zakaria when they talk about total economic collapse. Because this means with all their stolen wealth, when things collapse, they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar, and then exercise total control over the population. That's why now it's so essential for all of us to become self-sufficient. And the first thing you can do is learn how to use a firearm to protect yourself in a defensive way and to learn some basic defense moves and to have water filtration, air filtration, and high-quality storable foods, all available, highest quality, ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com. And please don't forget, these aren't just great products you need that make your life better, that make you healthier. They also fund this operation, which is, as you can see, so important now that everybody else is getting censored and shut down unless they bend the knee to Bill Gates and say he's the Lord and Savior, like Jack Posobiec's done. Unless you bow to the New World Order, you will be taken off the main Internet. That's why we have band.video. That's why we have Infowars.com. And that's why it's critical you share those links. We have the biggest sale yet of the year. won't have a sale this big until Christmas. 30 to 60% off across the board. It has to end this weekend. There'll still be a few things for sale next week, but this has to end because a lot of these items are very close to selling out. Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock. So incredibly good for you. 50% off in stock. Survival Shield X2, been sold out for months now, back in stock, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 100% off retail, 170-something bucks, unprecedented. Super Male Vitality, 35% off, back in stock. Emrex Essentials, hand sanitizer with essential oils, 50% off. InfoWars Life, protein bars, 40% off. 8-pack Power Stack, amazing. AM, PM, total spectrum of what you need, 40% off. That way you don't forget to take your supplements. That's 60% off. X3 tri-iodine, 60% off. DNA Force Plus back in stock. That is so important. Check that out. 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. That's key. Limited edition InfoWars face mask, $9.95. Vaso Beach, 40% off. Real Red Bull Plus, getting close to selling out. Still 50% off. Ultra 12, Ultimate Vitamin B12, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Bodies, 40% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. These are all amazing products. Check them out today while you still can. We'll be right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Numbers explode. Dreaded comeback. Wuhan reports 5 new coronavirus cases, its highest surge in 2 months. Coronavirus spread accelerates in Germany. Contagion within the White House would be catastrophic for U.S. national security. GOP senators worry Trump COVID-19 could cost them the majority. AP exclusive. Talk show. Top White House officials buried. CDC report. But depending on the graph, they're 50 to 10 times lower COVID-19 death rates than they predicted. And the very same groups now put out all these new fake numbers. And Trump's like, no, I'm not putting these numbers out predicting giant deaths and millions more cases, because he goes, I don't trust your testing, because he knows biologists in Australia and Africa and other areas have tested people and found that these tests are all wrong the way they're designed. That's why, quote, Fauci at the NIH, remember 3 months ago, approved unapproved test from China, because they want everyone to be positive so they can test everyone dying. Look up the number, the average number of people that die daily on planet Earth, the estimate, versus the average number that die every day in the United States. And they got the graphs. Again, I keep harping on this. They move the dead that die of heart attacks and car wrecks and cancer and pneumonia over into the COVID column. And Burks admitted 2 months ago and again a month ago on the stand, on the stage, that they do that. This is conclusive. It's simply amazing. So the average number of deaths by world region. Wow. 50 million deaths every year. And so I guess if they just, this is more than 50 million, going up towards 60 million. I guess if they just count everybody dying, let's say 56 million people are going to die this year from COVID. That's fraction magic. That's statistic magic. But, oh, I went and pulled this article up from California Globe on April 14th. Experts significantly lower coronavirus death projections in California. So then they lower them down to nothing. And then now that it's, oh, going up a little higher than they thought, once they lowered it down, now they say it's exploding. So first they say it's going to be 100 feet tall. And they go, oh, actually, it's going to be a centimeter high. They go, oh, actually, it's 2 centimeters high. And they play those games with you and I every single day. But there are reports coming out that Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, funded the communist Chinese government and was the main funder of the Wuhan virus laboratory. We reported that, of course, 3 months ago, but now it's in AP, it's in Reuters, it's in Newsweek. But does it matter when you tune into CNN or MSNBC? They say it's fake news. So the very people that stand to make all this money off of it, the very people that stand to control our lives, that admit they want to depopulate us, are the ones now wanting to put these things in our bodies. People go, oh, no, Bill Gates is a philanthropist. 20-something years ago, he put his $100-plus billion into a tax-free foundation with Warren Buffett. So his companies all run profits. He keeps the profits and then only gives maybe 1% a year of the money into, quote, charity, which is sterilizing people and controlling the population. Here's a few clips of Bill Gates talking about childhood death and depopulation. And, of course, we have clips of him talking about death panels, get rid of old people. But here's some of the things he said recently.
Chance for us to share things like reducing childhood death and improving the nutrition. So it's a chance for travel to Africa, meet with scientists. We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and improving the nutrition. So travel to Africa, meet with scientists. We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and improving the nutrition. So it's a chance to travel to Africa, meet with scientists. We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death and
The economy is not going to be anything like it was. It's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
Let's watch that video one more time, where Bill Gates becomes visibly joyful, excited, almost having an orgasm when Fareed Zakaria, the other fellow globalist, the Bilderberg Group, on CNN talks about how horrible the economy is and how we better get used to it.
Boy, is this going to take a long time to recover? It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
In the video, Gates gets more excited.
Here, we clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. So really understanding the safety at gigantic scale across all age ranges, you know, pregnant, male, female, undernourished, existing comorbidities, it's very, very hard. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed before that can be decided on.
Well, Bill, since you try to warn us about this pandemic and we didn't listen, what's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with this. And I'm not saying that you're this is not an end zone dance. I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be ticked. Now, the good news is, okay, I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now,
too late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of...
All right, let's stop
that
right there. Folks, it's all in Event 201. It's all in Lockstep, the Rockefeller Foundation. This is just putting the handcuffs on you and locking you down and getting you ready for the national ID, the global ID, the implantable chip. Then the terrorist strike. But thank God Bill Gates is there to make sure you take the next shot that lowers your immunity even more so that the next binary weapon they release does kill you and your family. And that is his plan. And they'll probably kill me or put me in prison for doing this, but I'm telling the truth so you know who killed you at least. Once you're dying, just remember who did it to you, okay? All right, thanks.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News.com and Infowars.com by Ron Paul. Ron Paul, authoritarians using coronavirus fear to destroy America. His next article will be The Sky is Blue at High Noon in Arizona. Yes, it's all true. Another key report, President Trump's betting on you needs to be seen, needs to be shared. Only way the dog hunts is you take action. Paul Joseph Watson joins us for the rest of the hour with Summit.News. Wanted to get Paul on because we see the UK flying in 15,000 people a day with no virus testing, including travelers from China, Italy, and the U.S. three of the supposedly hardest hit areas. But then you're not supposed to leave your houses. He wrote another article for Infowars.com. Thousands of people are dying at home due to the lockdown. Meanwhile, poll finds that 9 out of 10 in the UK want lockdown to carry on. We'll be looking at those reports with Paul Joseph Watson and ask where he thinks this is going, because we see numbers out of the UK at least 20 times, 30 times, depending on the study, lower than what they said the death rate would be. Same thing in Canada, same thing in the US, same thing in Australia, same thing in Germany. But they call it explosions in cases, 5 new coronavirus cases in Wuhan, the most deadly in months. It's the end of the world. Coronavirus spreads in Germany. It accelerates. No, the truth is they're counting all the deaths from other things as COVID-19. They admit the tests are fake. A major biologist, the president of Tanzania, sent off a papaya and a goat to the National Testing Lab run by the UN, and they found it had coronavirus. So now we know it's about shutting down the West. It's about making sure we lose that trade war. It's about bringing in the national global IDs. It's about the forced inoculations. Netanyahu proposes implantable chips for all the Israeli children. This is the dam breaking. This is the globalist takeover. Paul Joseph Watson from London to describe what it's like to be into month number 2 of the lockdown. And the Tom Hanks and others are describing it like winning World War II. Everyone's heroes for staying in their houses. Is this true that 9 out of 10 folks in the UK want to stay locked in their houses, buried alive?
Yes, it's true, according to the polls, Alec. Vast support for the lockdown to continue even beyond July. And I bet if you ask a lot of these people, they probably just want it to continue permanently, Alex. Mainly because they're getting paid by the government. This is like an insight into what universal basic income might be. They're happy to take 80% of their check, of their payment from the government, to stay at home, to sit on their backsides and do nothing, even though there's probably not going to be much of an economy to come back to, and even though this whole thing is costing more lives than it is saving. We were told that we had to endure this lockdown, Alex, which, by the way, I supported at the start. I could see the sense in limited lockdown for a short period of time. We were told we needed to do it to stay at home, save lives, and protect the NHS. Okay, the NHS, National Health Service, the overspill hospitals they built to deal with the coronavirus, because they thought, and they told us, the hospitals would be completely overwhelmed like they were in Italy. Half of them didn't even open. They're closing down the remaining ones. Acute hospital beds across the United Kingdom are 4 times emptier than normal. And why is that? Because many of the people who are staying at home are cancer victims, heart attack victims, and stroke victims. And you mentioned the article which we put out today. At least 10,000 excess deaths already due to people staying at home and not going into hospital for treatment, either because the treatment's not available or because they're scared of the coronavirus. You have cancer experts, the professor of cancer at King's College University, Richard Sullivan, saying there will be more excess cancer deaths than total coronavirus deaths across the United Kingdom. And in fact, an NHS consultant, Professor Carol Sikora, has said that there will be 50,000 excess deaths from cancer as a result of screenings being suspended in the UK. And let's bear in mind, Alex, around, I think it's the latest numbers, about 32,000 COVID deaths in the UK. But as you said, we know the vast majority of those deaths are people with severe debilitating diseases, illnesses, who, tragically enough, would have died anyway. But they're all counted as COVID deaths, because it's a similar situation in America, where the doctors actually get increased promises of funding if they count the death as a COVID death. So you've got 50,000 excess cancer deaths. You've already got 10,000 deaths so far, just in the past 6 weeks alone. Because people who have strokes and heart attacks, when they do call an ambulance, they're waiting an hour, 2 hours, even 3 hours sometimes, because of the supposed focus on coronavirus, even though hospitals are half empty. Then you have the TB, and we wrote about this last week. 1.4 million people, Alex, this is globally, are going to die, according to TB experts, from tuberculosis. 1.4 million because they couldn't get hospital treatment. So the current global coronavirus death figure is the official figure anyway. And again, this is people, many of them died with debilitating diseases that were more of a factor than coronavirus. It's 280,000. So even if that were to double total global coronavirus deaths, that would still only represent 1/3 of total TB deaths caused by these lockdowns. We were told to lock down to save lives, yet the very process of doing that is going to cause the loss of significantly more lives. So what was the point, Alex?
Well, Paul, I'm not putting you on the spot because a lot of times you've been right and I've been wrong on, let's say, 4 or 5 big subjects. So I really respect you. But you remember 2.5 months ago, you're like, Alex, come on, the hospitals aren't empty. You better watch running these stories. And I said, no, these are real people going out there. I know it was hard to believe. Now they admit that's true. Project Veritas has caught them staging actors going in, caught them staging lines of cars. I know that's hard to believe, but they now admit they did it. They got caught. And so this whole thing had to be premeditated through the WHO as the authority, through the National Health Service, through the NIH, through all the national health boards. And it's all been concerted to hype it up, to not open the economy, to tell us only 2 weeks so the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. Then we're told, oh, actually 2 months, 2 years. It never ends. And so the handcuffs were put on us. We were set up. I wasn't sure 3 months ago how deadly it really was. And so I was saying, hey, we better get ready because it looks really bad. But it looks like they may use it as a way to lock down and then blame Trump and then try to throw him out of office. Well, now the Democrats admit that's their whole way of running. Now, you can say, well, it's don't let a good crisis go to waste, like Hillary said about COVID-19. Regardless, they're using it to keep things locked down. They're using it for a total takeover. What do you think's really behind this whole thing?
I think it's creating the precedent to have these powers become permanent, where the government says jump and you say how high, which is why yesterday during Boris Johnson's announcement, he's introduced this kind of George W. Bush-style color-coded alert level system. And they say if it ticks above 2, then we have to reimpose these measures. So, of course, that makes it that color-coded alert is now going to become permanent, so they can lower it, they can raise it whenever they want people to start obeying.
And think of the perfect plan. This is martial law, click of a button, flip of a switch. You just, whenever you want, you just say, oh, there's a deadly virus or there's a problem, stay in your homes, and all of a sudden, out of a Black Mirror episode, here are the robots enforcing it.
Yeah, which of course gives the government de facto permission to criminalize any protest whatsoever by declaring a coronavirus alert in the few days before. And even if the current government is not going to abuse that power, an infinite number of future governments could. Meanwhile, you have people, Alex, literally clapping and obeying, worshipping the NHS every Thursday at 8 p.m. Then they all go out and cram the parks and violate social distancing. It's complete hypocrisy. They're doing it for social media clout, just with the dancing TikTok nurses.
We're going to show all that video when we come back, and your robot enforcers and babies being ripped out of women's arms from Germany to Australia when they dare leave their houses without authorization. But all the bureaucrats, they do whatever they want.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News is our guest here today. And I'm sure you've seen the countless videos of police officers beating up innocent citizens that are out on the streets of Germany or New York City in the United States or Sydney, Australia. Meanwhile, PA sheriffs refuse to enforce business shutdown. They say all businesses are essential. How can only big box stores stay open? But let's go ahead and roll footage with the audio. Australian police rip terrified child from mother for protesting lockdown. I guess Australia, a lot of great people, but it always was a prisoner colony, kind of like Hawaii is a beautiful state, but it's still under martial law. That's why they're totally locked down. This is totally sick. Of course, the police aren't wearing masks. They all know it's a fraud, but they follow their illegal orders. Here's that video. Notice the police aren't wearing masks either. But they're God. Screaming mother with her child, being on the streets, disappearing with the child, getting used to these images.
This was all premeditated. Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they all said they'd use a global pandemic to bring in the cashless society, the surveillance, the forced inoculations, and it's here. So it is on purpose. It is by design. And, you know, I'm not attacking Jack Posobiec. He's a smart guy, and I like Jack. But he put out this tweet. He's put out a bunch of these. And so when I make a film about this, which we're making very, very quickly, this is going to be part of the film. To be clear, COVID-19 is not a deep state Soros, Bill Gates, population control conspiracy. Oh, the CIA term conspiracy theory. There is no evidence of this whatsoever. It is a virus, a terrible global virus that Xi's China tried to cover up. Well, I mean, they admit it came out of Wuhan. I reported that 3 months ago. I broke it all, but we're being told that there just is no proof authoritatively, just stated, like the great and powerful Oz. Well, this is going to be what we disprove in the film right here. And all the other mainstream media beautifully telling us that he's not even connected to Wuhan. Neither is Fauci. It's all a conspiracy. Don't look into that. Don't look into Fauci. Don't look into Fauci. Don't look into Fauci. We're going to put your ass in prison, Jones. Go ahead. So I'm worried about God, not you. Paul Joseph Watson, I have the article here, U.S. risking a second wave and a depression, Mark Zandi says, of Moody's. And he says if we don't stay locked down, there'll be mass death, and then the economy will have a depression. But these very same people continue that are telling us stay locked down and we're all dead are the ones that we keep learning are betting against the stock market, Paul Joseph Watson. It's simple math. You stay locked down, we have a global depression. You open up, we don't have a depression. Paul Joseph Watson.
Yeah, this whole second wave fear-mongering is based on the R rate, which is the rate of reinfection, the rate of infection for coronavirus. No government knows the R rate because nobody knows how many people in any given country are infected with coronavirus. So the UK's entire model, which is when they say, when the R rate gets above one, then we can reimpose lockdown. They don't know what the R rate is. It's speculative. It's complete speculation because they don't know how many people are infected with the virus. So their entire strategy of, if there's a second wave, if the R number goes back above one, we have to reimpose these measures. Nobody knows what that figure is. So again, it's complete BS. And then you look at Sweden, Alex. You look at Japan, you look at Belarus, countries which did not impose lockdowns. Sweden now has largely herd immunity without having to destroy their economy, without tens of thousands of potential cancer victims not getting treatment, without stroke, heart attack victims not getting treatment. They did not impose a lockdown. They have a lower death rate per capita than the UK. They have a lower R rate, infection rate, compared to the UK. You can look at Japan. Population 126 million compared to the UK's population, which is 66 million. We've had 32,000 COVID deaths. They've had 624. They had international air traffic coming in just as we did. They didn't lock down. So again, new studies now coming out, Alex, show that this social distancing, that you have to be in extremely close proximity with somebody for an extended period of time to have the virus be transmitted. Studies showing that social distancing had no impact on the rates of death, the rates of infections, yet they haven't updated the science. Our entire model in the UK was based on this prediction by Professor Neil Ferguson, Imperial College, that 500,000 people would die. This same guy's predictions for foot and mouth disease, for SARS, for all these other epidemics, were used by UK governments going back 10, 15 years. They were all spectacularly wrong. Yet this is the guy, the authority that has been used for the model, not only for the UK, but for countries like South Africa. We had the article last week. Experts now say the lockdown will cause 29 times more deaths than coronavirus in South Africa. Based on this debunked, ridiculous model from a guy who's been spectacularly wrong time and time again. The same guy, by the way, who violated his own lockdown to have his married mistress, mother of two, come visit him for some hanky-panky. So he took it that seriously that he broke it himself at the first opportunity. Absolutely incredible.
Paul, Again, I've got all the graphs here. California had 1/20 or less the number of deaths they projected. But they have headlines out, California worse than expected. California levels spike. And it's just totally made up. The graph was way up here. Now it's way down here because there's a tiny little bump. They go, oh, look. It'd be like if you had a weatherman out in the Mojave Desert and there's no clouds in the sky. And he's on the news saying, tomorrow we're going to have 20 inches of rain and giant thunderstorms for a month. And you have a month of no precipitation, totally blue skies, and still the weatherman's on. But the weatherman tells you don't leave your house because of the floods. So everybody's staying in their houses. You look outside, it's sunny. But nobody goes out because the weatherman says there's tornadoes and floods and Noah's Ark. That's the level of this hoax. And now the weatherman says to leave your house, you got to have a microchip in your body. I mean, this is getting crazy. Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, you know, put microchips in kids. And we're showing Sweden right now. You can show California. You can show the UK. You can show Canada. You can show the US. It's all the same. The graph looks the same. They're way up here, prediction. We're way down here. But then they call hills and valleys of supposed COVID, they call that the ups. They report on the ups of that when all it is them reporting normal people that died of pre-existing conditions. Paul, this is the biggest hoax on the planet's ever seen. My God, where do you think this is going? How do we stop this?
I mean, it's going to having mandatory government apps on your phone that listen to your conversations. We know they've already got the technology for that and the microchip, which is what they've proposed. The fact is, somebody did a study. 8 people under the age of 19 die in the UK every year from putting their trousers on. That's the same number of people under the age of 19 who have died from COVID in the UK. You had the director, the Department of Public Health, Dr. Izicki, come out and say, quote, it means technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. She admitted to it. There's a meme, man killed by shark dies of coronavirus. That's literally what it is. The vast majority of these people would tragically have died anyway. They're all being counted as COVID deaths. There needs to be a separation in the data of those deaths.
But no, they're not doing it because it's the same big pharma that funds the NIH and funds the National Health Service and funds the UN that has the giant power grab. Do 5 more minutes with us, Paul Joseph Watson. I want to cover another subject with you as we start the next hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up and cover a ton of news. And then David Icke's joining us. Please don't forget, Infowars.com and Newswars.com are some of the only independent pro-freedom, pro-human sites that actually have audio and video and reports and crew and guests. All the major platforms are shutting everybody down. They're shutting medical doctors down. They're shutting down prestigious scientists. They're shutting down Cedars-Sinai when they come out and say Trump is right about light therapy. This is total control to push this agenda. It's by design. It's draconian. It's all admitted. No more denial. And don't forget, Paul has his excellent site, summit.news. And don't forget, we have the big mega sale, the biggest of the year yet, that has to end this weekend. 30 to 60% off on the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Krill oil's back in stock. X2 is back in stock. And these are great products that fund our operation. Vasobeats back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus are selling out, but they're still 50% off. Take advantage of that now.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.